Some former nursing students at Roxbury Community College are struggling to find their footing. That after a state board withdrew approval of the nursing program 2 months ago. The students tell WBUR's Carrie Young that finding another nursing program that fits their needs has been difficult.
Crystal Callender says she first heard the news from a group text message. She was in the middle of a biology class.
I was shocked. I was in shock, like, this can't be happening. The emotional roller coaster is terrible.
Callender is a single parent. She lives in Brockton and works full-time as a medical assistant. She says becoming a nurse was part of her life plan. Finish school, get a nursing job, then maybe one day buy a house.
There's not many programs for working people like myself that want to get their lives on a better track.
Which is why she says when she found the Roxbury Community College program, it felt like a good fit. It wasn't too far away from her home, and they offered evening and weekend classes.
They did tell you we are on warning, but it was just for not enough staff. But we're in the process of hiring. Oh, so for me, it was like, oh, this is great. Just staff? That's nothing.
Her fellow classmate laughed in agreement. Callender was a quarter of the way through the program when she learned she wouldn't be able to take classes there anymore. Officials with Roxbury Community College say they have always been transparent about their status with prospective students. A message about the State Board of Nursing's warning was posted on their application, and recruiters were instructed to disclose the information to every potential student. Still, the news took Callender and several of her classmates by surprise.
Now I feel like I'm at a standstill.
Callender says finding a new school has been a confusing process. While Roxbury officials did offer students the chance to meet one-on-one to talk about transfer options, Callender and fellow nursing student Janice Buziak-Smith says none of those felt like good options.
I was disappointed.
RCC leadership say they're working hard with area colleges to make the transition for impacted students easier. So far, four schools have agreed to work with the college to help this group of students transfer with as few roadblocks and as many credits as possible. But Buziak-Smith says they won't work for her.
I have a job, I have a small child, and I'm still paying student loans from my first degree. I said, we are in a two-year community college program evening option, and you're giving us four-year private school day program transfer options.
But she adds, even if she did go with one of those options, she'd still be worried.
I want to make sure if I'm going to go to another evening community college option that it's not going to close.
Two of the schools that have transfer agreements with Roxbury Community College also have a history of issues with the state nursing board. Quincy College's nursing program lost approval last year and only recently got recertified. And while the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences is in good standing now, it was also flagged with a warning back in 2017. Judith Perret, the director of education with the Massachusetts Nurses Association, recommends that if students want to avoid getting stuck in a limbo like this, they should consider schools like they do any big purchase.
You need to go on social media, you need to check websites, and you need to look at the reviews. Are there any board actions against that college?
In a written statement, officials with Roxbury Community College say fixing the issues raised by the Board of Registration in Nursing and regaining approval is a top priority. For student Crystal Callender, getting a nursing degree is still her top priority. She's planning to take some general education classes at Massasoit Community College before officially applying for their nursing program in 2020.
It's looking like the only option for me at this time. I'm just going to think positive and apply and see where I can go from there.
Her classmate, Janice Buziak-Smith, says for now, she's giving up on trying to be a nurse. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.